I will speak about in Yoni Rosh Hashanah. Throw out a few questions about what's very peculiar about the Chag. The number one thing that should concern any thinking person, you know, Hare, this is the day we're on trial. You know, after this, it's all to change a verdict that was given already. Since they were on trial, we should be doing vidui. We should be blasting Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And we don't do that, not at all, right? And besides Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, which, Enam Chozos Reikon, you know, vidui is a big skula that the Ribor Shem Alein will take your file and it won't be handed over to the Chitzonim, Kayadua. And these things that are very ikker, you know, to be, you know, over al din are not done. And this is the time. Din doesn't get any bigger than it gets on Rosh Hashanah. Right. So, in connection to that, you know, we have, the Chazal, it's brought down by the tour, right, that, you know, the Yom HaSoilam, you know, when they have to go to court, you know, so you know, they don't sleep 3 days beforehand and they go in there unwashed and unkempt because they're ois mensch, because of the din that they have to face, right? And Am Yisrael's not that way. We go into Rosh Hashanah, you know, washed and magulach. It says, you know, once heard a Choshev Talmid Chacham bring a riot from this. That is a riot. You didn't used to always shave. Megulachim, right? Not mesuparim, right? Interesting, you know, for that medrash. We go in, you know, and that's brought down in halacha. A person take a haircut. Take a haircut for Rosh Hashanah, you know, out's the kiyum of that chazal. Right? You go in, like, looking your best. You know, when you go in there, you know, kilu, it's a yom tov, and it is a yom tov, right? And it all sounds nice, but how does it work, right? So the truth is, you know, in the same vein, we have a little bit of a mavucha, you know, in the Achronim about, this day, can you cry, right? And so now everyone knows, you know, the famous story in Nehemiah. That it was Rosh Hashanah that Nehemiah told him to go ichnu mashmanim ki chedva Hashem ma'uschem, you know, be besimcha, don't be ba'atzvus, and some poskim say therefore it's also to cry. You know, my older brother was in Kolo before he was in Skokie. Some people here from here know him from his Skokie days. Before he was a rebbe in Skokie, he was in Kolo by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. We went over to visit Rav Aaron. He wasn't feeling well. Went to visit him. I was visiting my brother. It was Bena's mom was visiting him in Chicago, and went over to visit Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And we asked about something very troubling in halachic man, which I'd rather not repeat. It is very troubling, right? So we asked, I don't want to get into what's actually written in the book. But in his effort to be miyashiv, what's written there, he told us the following story that he heard from his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, who was a little boy when Reb Chaim was still saying Shir in Volozhin. Right? And the Netziv used to often daven for the Omid. He was a big Baal Regesh, big Baal Tefillah. There's some Nigunim from the Netziv. And Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was a little boy at the time, told years later, Rav Aaron, that whenever the Netziv would daven for the Omer on Shabbos, he would stay far away from where the Netziv daven because he would slip. Because by when the Netziv said, Mim Kemcha Malkeinu Sofia, he would cry like a baby. The floor was wet from tears. So wet that even after davening, it was slippery. And then that was wherever the Tziv davened for the Omid, you know, on Shabbos, but not on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, not a drop, not a tear, not a tear. Right? Because of that Pasuk in Nehemiah, which is a brother on Pasuk. You don't cry in Rosh Hashanah. Right? But midach, the poskim also bring, you know, from Kisvei Ari, that whoever doesn't cry on Rosh Hashanah, ain lo nefesh taiva. You're rotten at core if you don't cry on Rosh Hashanah. So it's a see how to be, give context to the two sides of the argument. So it's something very interesting about this chag that ilule, you know, the Torah Shabbat Peh, we wouldn't know it's a Yom Adin. It's nowhere in Chumash. All right, the Rishonim already handled why this is. You know, in Chumash, just it's Yom Teruah. Now, Yom Kippur, we know it's a Yom Kippur, you know, it's, as it says before, Shem Parshas Achrimos, right? You know, well, when the Torah addresses, you know, mentions Rosh Hashanah, Emor, Parshas, it's just Yom Teruah, Zichron Teruah. That's all it is. Right? And you come to the Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's where it's Nizgala, you know, the Omek Hadin, everything goes on, everything's frightening. And you have to understand, why is it that, you know, this Chag is this way? That, you know, that in Tarsha B'Chsav, you think it's just another Chag, just a one-day Yom Tov, right? Like Shavuos, right? And it comes only mitzat the Tarsha Baal Peh, right? We know about the Omek Hadin and the Chomer HaDavar. Now, it's very interesting that the Rambam hopped on to that pattern. All right, everyone knows famous Rambam, Afos, Repish, Tkiyah, Shofak, Zerim, Remez, Yesh, Baal, where is that Rambam? No kidding. And it's not in Hilchos Shofar. Nowhere. Where all the halachas are, how to blow, right? It's nothing, right? Not addressed, right? And in Hilchos Tshuva, right? That's where he talks about the Remzitz Kiesa, not where he talks about the halachas of Shofar, right? It's interesting, right? So the Rambam also followed the pattern of the Torah. There's kind of, you know, we're benigla. We talk about the halachas of Shofar. We don't talk about how, you know, you know, it's a remez, you know, to get your act together, you're on trial. Right? Yeah. He put that in Hilchos Tshuva. Right. So, you know, to understand, you know, all these different, you know, will show that these peculiarities that we point out are all b'chada machta machtinu. Right? Not everyone knows the famous Lashon Chazal that's in a lot of Makaris. Ola b'machshava liboros b'midas adin. Ra'a she'eno miskayim, omad v'shitim b'midas harachim u'brod. Ribono shel Olam contemplate creating the world with midas adin. Right? He saw it's not going to endure. It's not going to make it. Right? So we added midas harachim and created. Right? What does that mean? Yala al das that Ribono shel Olam has a havamina and a maskon. Ribono shel Olam knows everything. He knows everything, you know, before it happens. So what's that mean? You know, it's all machshavah basin, Ra'a she'eno miskayim, and Ra'a she'eno miskayim. You know, he knows the whole, all that's studying before it ever happened. He doesn't have to think anything through. Right? You know, it's which we need to understand. So now, in the Tosfos, you know, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaskil Keman. Right? So at the end of that Tosfos, Tosfos raises a thing about the Rav Lazar Kalir, his piyutim, their Atika Kadisha, very old. We don't know exactly when he lived, you know, but it was old even in the days of the Bali at Tosfos, and he took his piyutim very seriously. So Tosfos asked, you know, the following question, right? So the piyutim that the Kalir has for the month of Tishrei, he plays the Reb Lezer card, Olam Nivra B'Tishrei. Yeah. So it's like his piyutim also for Sukkos, right? Liba the Reb Lezer that B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, right? And then you come to his piyutim for Pesach, and it's Liba the Reb Yeshua that B'Nisa Nivra Olam. So which is it, you know? So how can you have it both ways? Right, that Putim on Tishrei or all Liba Reb Lezer, right? And the Putim on Nissan or all Liba Reb Yeshua. So Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Elu Veelu Divrei Elokim Chaim, B'Tishrei Ola B'Machshava Liboros, V'Lo Bra Ad Nissan. So I said, you expect to hear from an Arizal. It's a Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, they were both right, Rabbi Lezer, that, you know, B'tishrei Ola B'machshav L'Boros. And it wasn't actually created until Nisan. So this one's B'machshava, this one B'maisa. So now this immediately should, you know, cause you to think of Ola B'machshav L'Boros Mi'asadin, Rosh Hashanah Shel Midrach Mi'Bro. And indeed, if B'tishrei Ola B'machshav L'Boros, and Tishrei is Taka month of Din, Keneged Ola B'machshav L'Boros Mi'asadin. And Nisan is a Chodesh Kulo Rachamim. Now, we were Nigal Mi Mitzrayim, Barachamim, Gemurim, you know, in Memtesh Shari Tumah. So, B'tishrei Ola B'machshav, and B'Nisan, you know, is Nivra, Soshitu Mi'as Rachamim Ubra. So now, to understand this, all right, you know, by the Ribon Shalom, even his machshava is a bria, it's a kulam b'chokhma asisa. Because by us, our thoughts are just, thoughts. They don't create anything, but Ribon Shalom's thoughts are plans for reality. And Ad Shelo Nivra Olam, there was no such thing as anything other than he himself. There were no concepts that anything should be based on. So when we talk about Ola B'machshava, all these things, they're not Havaminas. They're actually the creation of concepts that subsequently physical reality is based on. And this really has to do with what we mean also, Istako B'Raisa U'Bara Alma. There's the creation of the concept, and then you make a creation based on that concept, and since there was no other concepts in existence, there's no such thing as anything other than the Ribono Shel Olam. So all this Ola B'machshava is actually the creation of ideas, and subsequently the universe is, everything that comes into existence is based on these ideas. Now, ideas, as we know them, are all Midas Adin. So first of all, especially if you're the Ribono Shel Olam, you can have Ein Sof possibilities. Ein Sof, And then you're Mitzamtzem, and Dokin, what I'm being Maramis. You're Mitzamtzem to only want this, even though you could have had Ein Sof, could have had anything. That's a pool of Din. You're legislating this year, every infinite other things not. But even within aside from the negation of infinite other possibilities, there's the hagdara of what a concept is. You have to be magdir what chesed is. You have to be magdir what gevura is. You have to be magdir. It's hagdaras. That's a pool of din to say a gedder. This concept is from here to here. Outside this, it's outside the definition. These are the gedarim. Gedder means fence. You're being magdir. You're putting it into a definition. These are all pulis of din. To project definite concepts with definite definitions. That's all din. But here's the clincher. The sun came up this morning. Is it going to come up tomorrow? I like it, skeptics.
No guarantee.
But some may beg to differ. But on what basis? I had people that were very nice to me, and then they stopped being nice to me. Well, why do you think something will continue? So I'll give you a mushroom, okay? So someone gave you a ride for 20 years. Because a neighbor going the same direction, you grabbed the ride, So after 20 years, you say, look, I sold my car. I can't do this anymore, So you probably say, and you sold your car without asking me first. That's what you probably would say, right? But you really should not say that, because it's a favor. It's chesed. However, if you pay in advance, you know, you're mishtatif, you know, mominus, you pay in advance, you give for that week, let's say on Sunday, say strive you, you're mishtatif in the, from Monday through Friday, right? So, listen, I sold my car, no can do. Rent a car. We have a contract. There's a schaivus. Right? The reason why, you know, I'm going to give it away. I'm going to give it away. The sun will come up tomorrow, right? And I'm not going out on limb by saying that. There are what's called laws of nature. Din. You know, the Ribbono, when he created the world, you know, even though it all starts from a ratzon lehetiv, but the Olam B'machsh, it starts from a ratzon lehetiv, because din doesn't initiate anything. Because din is earned. There was no one here to earn being to be created. So of course it all starts mi rotzon lehetiv, a pure rotzon lehetiv. So chesed has benevolence. You don't need to earn chesed, but there's no chiyuv in chesed. And Rebbe Shem wants to create the world that will be firm. There will be mechuyev to exist. And that's why the rotzon lehetiv, now rotzon is above machshava, right? The rotzon then, as it's processed, becomes an ola b'machshava. The rotzon is not planning yet, you know, as it were. The plans are on the ola b'machshava. And it's b'midas hadin, that's what gives kiyum to the world. Right? To make the div the world chiyuv, that's what gives the world stability. If the Rebbe would not been ola b'machshava, theoretically, a universe like that would have no seder, and no chiyuv to exist, no chiyuv to endure. It's the midas hadin. It's mechayev. The idea of chiyuv comes from midas hadin. Right? And everyone knows this is in essence what it means. You know, in the omek hadaber, and Rebbe Baruch Shem wants to be meitiv. What the Ramchal writes in Mesil Shurim, what he writes in Derech Hashem, what he writes in Das Ruas, the Ramchal is the big exponent that explained this yisod. Right? So he wants to be meitiv, but it shouldn't be nama de kisufa. Right? So you got to work for it. Right? It's not some type of psychological hang-up, right? That we got over, you know, we got over it. Right? The kids today, they'll take something for free, right? They want handouts. And I don't want to get on a tangent, but that's the sort of pnei ador ka pnei akelev, right? They want handouts, they want free, just throw us scraps, right? They want welfare, right? But it's not a psychological hang-up alone, because if so, we overcame it, right? You know, that shouldn't be nama kisufa. The pshat is like this, right? There's no chiyuv in chesed, right? So if you make it to Olam Haba and you didn't earn it, there's no chiyuv in it, right? So such that there's no sasar, job well done. There's no reason why you can't just disappear from Olam Haba also just one day. There's no chiyuv there. There's one wanted that it should be earned, it should be mechuyuv. And we go from, you know, from being someone that could be here to, from here to today and gone tomorrow, to being a mechuyev to exist lenetzach. Or we work it the other way. Nitzchias is only in chiyev. If there's no chiyev, then why should it endure? It's just enduring because you got lucky. No one pulled the plug. Right, that's the whole tachlis of Yom Torah mitzvahs. You know, that our relationship with the ziv hashchina should be one of chiyev. He owes it to us, and also since we are owed it, that's why we must exist forever once we've earned Nitzchias. Right. So the whole idea of Olam B'machshava is not a stira to the Rotzon Lehetiv, right? Olam B'machshava B'yasadin. It's actually how to go that, you know, that to give it structure, give it strength, right? Give it seder. Elama, you know, if you ever done renovations, you know, nothing ever really, physical reality as we know it, you know, never really works out, you know. First of all, he's never ready on time. You know, the guy who does your shiputzim, never ready on time, right? It never works out exactly like you want, right? For physical reality to be as we know it, you got to add flexibility. See, it's that's shitif momida sarachin ubra. You know, but still, if the midas hadin, since it's a creative force be'etzem, right? Since it's a creative force be'etzem, right? So when it's shito midas rachamim ubra, is that a stira to din? You know, that you mix fire and water. It's not a stira. It's called going me'akoach el apoal. It's going from potential to actual. Because the tachas of the midas hadin is to be a creative process. It is the structure for reality. It is the strong pillar that makes reality mechuyev. Right? So the etzem in Shoresh, even though on the surface, din and rachamim are stira, it's like mixing fire, but in Shoresh, the din itself wants to be added to rachamim to go me'akoach el apoal. That's what it means. Rosh Hashanah Miskayim, right? It's not Pshat to Rosh. Oops, this was a mistake. Chas v'shalom, right? That, but it's besoid v'alkim kitov, like the Ramban says. It gives kiyum, right? Right. It's that itself is to give a shtempel that, you know, we have to add. This is good, but we have to add something else because in din it's all in potential. It's planning, and planning is always poolus of din. You're legislating how it should be. Planning is legislation, right? But now you have to add rachamim that this planning should go from potential to actual. You have to add that flexibility, right? Because, you know, the physical world as we know it, you know, nothing is ever 100% according to plan because that's the type of teva the Ribono Shel Olam wanted, right? So you have to add shiran for the midas hadin to go me'akoach el apoal in the creative process. So now, let's go back to the words of Rabbeinu Tam. Right. So now the Tam says, and we said that Shtim so nicely because Tishrei is taka a month of din, right? And velo bra, right? Ad Nisan, right? Which is a month of rachamim, so Shtim's very nicely. Right. So now, lema davar daima. Right, conception, you know, hirayon, right, gestation, you know, in the womb, and birth. Right, so at the moment of conception, right, b'machshava, right, everything's planned out, and that's what the Gemara says. Anita, there's a malch that laila shmo, and it takes the tipa in front of Akaru. This will be chacham tipesh, you know. Everything except for Tzadik Urasha, because that's totally in Bechira. Right? Chazal knew what would they teach us, well, you know, today, you know, that the gene map, at what age, you know, they're going to start gaining weight, it's all set at that time. Yeah, that's it. Right? No, the Gemara Nida is what we know. The gene map is complete at the time of conception. It's the machshava, the plan, the Gantza plan for the whole life. Right? But it's just a plan. That's a conception, right? Right. So, but you got to have that plan go from the potential to actual. So it has to sit in the rechem, and that's where it expands. And it's besod shitiv mamidas harachamim, and then there's later ubra'ah. So look at this. Niflos mitar sein akdesha. You know, we know that there's two types of cycles of pregnancy, either the 9 month or the 7 month. Bismana said that we have in it, they say it's either an early 9 or a late 7. Kayadua. Right? As far as, you know, Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh of saving handling an 8 month baby, right? Kayadua. So we say Bismana said it's either an early 9 or a late 7. Right? Kayadua said it, but we're not here to paskan halachas. Right, so take a look, you know. So Ol B'machshava is the Hirayon, right? Nisan is the finality of the Zman in the Rechem. It's a month of Rachamim. So Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, Nisan. And the world is born. And that's what it means. Ol B'machshava li boros, b'Tishrei. Lo bra'el ad Nisan. It's connected, you know, pregnancy. Goes from machshava to maisa, and that's the side. Then Rashan nifkadu ha'akaros, they got pregnant. They weren't molid. They were all molid Pesach time. The Leda was Pesach, but Nifkadu, Sarah, Chana, they're all Nifkad. They got pregnant on Tishrei. And that's what we say, Hayom Haras Olam. This day, the world is conceived. Because this, on Rosh Hashanah, Reb Shem writes the plan for the whole year, the script, the gene map, the script for the whole year, right? But when you actually see results, you know, because after Tishrei gets, you know, wet, you know, everything collapses. Last year's world collapses, you know, as, you know, the everything dies in the winter. You see the Leda in Nisan, the Chodesh HaAviv, you know, when things grow. That's the Leda, right? So the Bekida, the Hayom Haras, Haras Lashon Hiroyom. Hayom Haras on Rosh Hashanah is when, and that's what it is. Sifrei Chazal, we write out the map for the whole year, the plan. That's all Pool of Din. All right. Excuse me? Yes. Minyav. We spoke about that, right? Yes. Spoke about that, yeah. But that's the Leda of everything that's written on Rosh Hashanah, that's a Nisan. That's when everything blooms. That's when everything starts growing. Everything that was Nigzar to grow finally grows. You know? Right, so let's break this down a little bit more after we've established that, and then we'll get back to Rosh Hashanah, but we have a few more steps to go. Okay, so we talked about, you know, din is besod ol machshava. At the planning phase, it's all din, right? And going from the planning to the actual existence that, you know, going, which is besod, going from potential to actual, that's shitas machmarim ubra'a, right? So now, dimensionally speaking, you know, spatially, for lack of a better way of explaining it, right? Machshava, that's in your head, in your heart. Maybe we'll talk the difference between head and heart, is really the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but I don't know if we'll have time to get into that. But I'll call it in. Machshav is your inner world, right? And when something, you know, is actually born, actually produced, then it emerges out, right? Which is, as some of the folks say, bara, is Lashon Bar. It goes out, you know. Right. Metzius, to exist, the Leshem says, the Shoreshin word is tsei. Right? It went out from Helem to Gilui, from Ayin to Yesh. Right? So, you know, what's your, you know, physical reality, results, that's all on the outside. Machshavis are on the inside. Right? All right, so, and in the human condition also, you know, the Chovas HaLevavos, his monumental Hakdama to the Sefer. You know, Darsh is about this man's Chovas HaEvarim, what he's got to do with his arms and legs, all the mitzvahs ma'asiyas, and he says, I'm finally writing a book about Chovas HaLevavos. But, you know, what you have to do for your inner world. You know, he says to combine it at the time with the Emunas Fedeas or Sadi Gon, he'll give you, you know, the Asasa Emunah, I'll give you the other issues of your inner world, Bitachin, Midas Tavis, and working on the inner world, right? Now, the Adam is an Olam Katan, right? The Adam, you know, is also, in his binyan, is also Mechuvin Keneged the Torah. Ramach Evarim, Shasag Yidim, Keneged Ramach Mitzasei, Shasag Mitzaslo Sasei. A levush, you know, a guf, a neshama, right? And also we have these things also in Torah, right? There's the musar in Torah, right? It's the levush. And then there's gufei halachas, gufei halachas, right? And there's what's called nishmas haTorah. It's a lashon zohar, but the Rishonim already bring nishmas haTorah, which is, you know, dashkafa, right? In Yoni Kabbalah. Are called Nishmas Torah. Halachas called Gufei Halachas, right? And, you know, our system of philosophy, the Kabbalah, is called Nishmas HaTorah. So there's a Shama, there's a Guf, and there's even a Levush, and that's the Musar and the Midas Tavis that we have to learn from the stories that Torah tells us. That Dirk, of course, is not the story, but the Musar Haskel, the Levush, the Guf, right? and then there's the neshama. And it's all parallel to the layers of reality itself. Right. So, Gemara says in Chagiga, Daf Hei Amud Beis, B'mistarim Tivkei Nafshi, B'mistarim Daika, as we're going to explain, right? The Rebbe Shem hiddenly is crying. And the Gemara asks Astira, right? Shayit, Oiz V'chedva B'mkoymoi, right? And the Gemara answers, Habbati Gavoi, Habbati Baroi. Right? Mistorin. Say so. Babati Gavoi. In the inner chambers, Rebbe Shem's crying. Why? Mipnei Geus and Shayso, or Mipnei Geus Sho Malchus Shamayim. Because Amiso doesn't have it good. Right? Or his Malchus doesn't have it good. Right? And then Babati Baroi, Ozuchem Mkomo. But then the Gemara brings that there's that of course was Kuril Mispaid. Right, called Mispaid. So Gemara answers, well, that's in the Zman of Golis, that even the Bati Baroi aren't good, you know, because when the Beisrish was Nechrav, so even the Bati Baroi, even the apparent level, right? So as Gemara says, so Nital Tam Paris, Nital Shuman Paris, right? And all the clothes, it's not so good on the Bati Baroi either. But it's, you know, but Ilule, you know, how Korban Abayis also affected outer reality, like even affected Tom Paris, it would have been like this. So Babati Gavoy is B'mistorim Tivkei Nafshim, right? Or whatever the Lashon Pasuk is. And Bati Baroi, the outer chambers, it's Oiz V'chedva B'mkomo. Right? Because the inner chambers is beside the Machshava, where it's Olah B'machshava Li Boros B'midas Adin. And Rebbe Shem's crying because it's not according to plan. It's not according to plan. It was supposed to be different. The cover of Hashem, not according to plan. That's Mr. Antivar, because not according to plan. But the Bati Baroi is beside Shitef Yimo Midas Arachim Ubra. That's why it's Od V'Chedva B'mkomo. So now, So now we're getting finally to the point. There was one thing I left out. It is brought down in the Kavonis that when the shofar blows, in your mind, not bepeh, in your mind, it's brought down in the Kavonis, the Shlach Kurish brings it, that in your mind, you should be misvada, b'machshava, when the shofar's blowing. Right? That's the time. Yom Tuachem Trua Mitargaminin Yavava. It's crying. Right? When the shofar's blowing. Right? So now, the Gemara says, on the Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav, right? So Gemara's being Mefalpo, and when we say En Kateger Nase Saneger, and the Gemara wants to use that principle to explain why shofar has to be Ba'ayil and not Karen Pora. Because Karen Paul be masked and ego, right? And so the shofar, and Kadeh, the prosecutor cannot become a defendant. So Gemara's mafalpa when we say that. So the Gemara, says, we say it by the big day Zohav, of the Kohen Gadol, that when he goes lifnai vilifnim, it can't go in with the big day Zohav. That's what we say in Kadeh, and I say, Bachutz, it's okay. It's only a problem bifnim. So that's why he has to wear a big day lavan, because ain't kateger nasasen, because Zohav is maskir the egel azov. Right? But it's only a problem bifnim. Bachutz, it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, Shofar kevan de la zikaron kaasi kilifnim domi. Shofar, because it's for zikaron, shei zachin ya zikaron for noy letaiva, it's kilifnim. It's niflamoid. Right? With the kol shofar, that's keneged omek ha-machshava, that's above dibur, it's not words. It's pure sound, that's keneged omek ha-machshava. Words are like little bits that we try to piece together into a thought. This is the pure sound. That's what it says in Zohar, that the kol shofar is a tefillah that's kol ol tefillah. It's not even broken up into words. It's like pure machshava. And shi'al zichronechem, lefonai b'toiva, right? With the kol ha-shofar, we are penetrating the inner chambers of reality where the din is taking place. With that, it's kilifnim domi, but mamash, even higher than the karsh karashim on earth. Kilifnim domi, mamash, lizi karn. We're entering the machshava of the Ribbono Shel Olam, kibyachol. Right? And that's where the din is taking place. Right? You know, it's a behind closed door din. And we go there when we blow the shofar. Now, what are we doing there? Right. You know, and that's, of course, that's why it's appropriate, you know, in Machshava, not in Bedibur, right, to think, you know, be Mahara Belev, Hihorei Tshuva, Merirus, be Misvada Belev, because now it's on parallel to where you are. You're at where the din's taking place. You know, you got a lot to be scared of, right? But what are we doing there? You know, all Machshava Bros did is that the Rishis HaMachshava. Yisro Olu B'Machshava Tchil. B'Rishis Bishvil Yisro Shnekru Rishis. Right? How Ed Ribosham is doing all this for us. We said, you know, Midasin is really a creative force. It's Batsim a creative force. Right? And who did he do it for? For Klal Yisro. Right? So now, it's interesting, Zohar, right? And so it's printed in the Machzorim before the Kiddush. Zohar and Parshas Hamor, right? We're going to deal with both. There's the Zohar and there's the Raya Mehimna, right? And we'll deal with both. And it's also printed in the Machzorim, right? So Zohar says an interesting thing. I guess forget which one is the Zohar, which one is the Raya Mehimna. They're side by side over there in the blot, right? Says that on Rosh Hashanah, a historical event is Nisar. Chayadu Yitzchak Avinu's Miras Hadin. On Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom Adin, Yitzhak Avinu is Nisairer. Right? He wakes up. This is Mida. It's Mida goes, he goes live, he goes active. Right? And he wants to give brachas. And you've got Yaakov and Esav competing to get the bracha. And Esav Kayadua is the Am on earth that their Sarin Shamayim is the Samech Mem. Right? And he's being Makatreg, and that's the sod of the Matamim. He wants to bring the Matamim makes food out of all of our Averis. And that's to turn Yitzchak Avinu towards him. Right? Right? Because, you know, it's an amazing thing, you know, and times have not changed. You know, why do Goyim do things that are often self-destructive, right? Amalek, prime example. You jumped into an ambati rotachas, shugunah, for what? Right. Well, truth is like this, right? The Rishayim on earth are just puppets of the Samech Mem in heaven. When the Samech Mem moves the Midas Hadin towards being a destructive force, which it was not meant to be, lefiat tachlis. That's an occupational hazard. And maybe we should have been magdim with the Gemara Nedarim. Asir akosh lotzi chama min artika. Right? Tzadikim misratba, shnemar shemesh stoko marpe, v'roshoyim nidonim bo. Right? I'm going to take the son out of the sheath. So you got the tzadikim, they're tanning at the same beach at the same time, right? Under the same rays, right? And the tzadikim get refuah from it, and the roshoyim get vaporized. Same rays at the same time, right? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam's Midas Hadin is really a constructive force, right? It's all part of the Ratzon Lehetiv. It's all part of the Ratzon Lehetiv, right? As we explain, you know, so here's the thing, right? You know, Ramchal addresses this in his kuntres called Derech Eitz Chaim that's printed in the back of Mesillas Yesharim, but it's really meant to be a hakdama to the klach. You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam is always being mative, but when you, just like a doctor is always looking to give health, but there's when the doctor gives you good nourishment, or when his doctor has to cut off the wart, right? And they're both with the same kavanah to make you healthy. The difference is in the makabel. The way I always teach this, whenever you want to test out your new oven, right? All right, so you crank it up to 500 degrees and you put three things in the oven, at the same time. A slab of ice, a piece of paper, and one of those cake batters, you know, Betty Crocker, that stuff, you know. We don't have enough time to do the real work for Shabbos, right? One of these cake batters, right? So what happens? It's in the same oven at the same time. The ice melts. The paper catches fire. And the cake batter gets hard. Crazy oven. Does it make things soft? Does it incinerate things? Or does it make things hard? The difference is in the Makabel, right? You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam's, you know, Midas Adin is coming lehitiv, right? Now, if you're on the same side as the law, right? Kol Shekin, if you're a tzaddik, right? If you're a tzaddik, right? You were always, you know, tzaddik. You always kept the law. That's what the word tzaddik is, tzaddik. You always upheld the law, justice, right? Midas Adin makes you stronger. You're on the same side. Rasha, you're always violating the din. You positioned yourself in a manner where the Midas Adin and you are at loggerheads, so it negates your existence. Right? You know, but here's the thing. The Samech Mem gets stronger when reality is destroyed. So even though his minions on earth, you know, he tells them, you know, go riot and loot, you know. BLM, big, large mansions. Right, you loot and we take all the donations and we buy ourselves mansions. It's a shame it's that way lamata, it's that way lamala. The Samech Mem has his minions on earth do crazy self-destructive things, right? Like Chazal said, if they only knew how good the Beis HaMikdash was for them, they would have never destroyed it. Okay, Amazon. Because the Samech Mem gets stronger as the world is destroyed. So he tries to move the Midas Adin in a manner where it facilitates all onshim and all dvarim roim, which is not the tachlis of the Midas Adin, right? And the Samech Mem wants it because he gets stronger, even though the people carrying out his rots and the Samech Mem's rots on earth, they'll suffer from it also. Because, you know, when the dinim are goyver, right? So first, the economy's not good, and the agriculture's not good. And what's even worse, when the din is goyver the most, you know when the din is goyver the most? When there's no mishpat on earth whatsoever. Because the Midas HaDin, it's tachlis is for tov, to give seder, right? All right, so as Ramchal writes, the biggest hester upon him is when the Midas HaDin just bichlal withdraws, right? And the world is totally chaotic. And in that chaos, the Samech Mem gets stronger. He doesn't care about the people who he sent to do his bidding on earth, that they suffer with him. You know, the heads of Amalek that sent their people to be jumping down, you know, the big shots on the top, you know, they just enjoyed the show. It's always been that way, right? But if you see what's happening, you know, Esav wants to move, you know, or Samech Mem wants to move Midas HaDin to perform its non-Ikra function of facilitating Onesh and chaos because the Sitra Achra gets stronger with that. But then Akol Kol Yaakov, which is this Kol Shofar, says the Zayar, and then Yitzhak is pone to Yaakov, and he eats his matamim, and the whole universe is mole bracha v'simcha. Right. You know. And, you know, the point is like this, right? Right. All the loopholes that we have, you know, to escape din kosher, which I'm certainly not complaining about. You know, we need it. Right. There's no reason for it to apply to you if you are milchatchila, you know, omed mineged, right? Anti the din. All these loopholes to get a community. Is that if you and the Midas HaDin are on the same side, right? And that's the challenge. Yitzhak is the father of Esav, Midas HaDin is a destructive force, or Yitzhak is the father of Yaakov, and Midas HaDin is a constructive force. And he's pointed to Yaakov Ba'ava, and Kayadu Yitzhak's Midas Din, and Yaakov Midas Rachamim, and that's Besod Shitivim Midas Rachamim, Ubra, and the world is recreated on Rosh Hashanah. When we move the Din towards Rachamim. But we have to face the Midas HaDin, right? And we have to, but it's more than that. We do it by finding our Shurish there. Midas HaDin is Ol B'machshava Boros Midas HaDin. Yisrael Ol B'machshava Tchila. If there is a Rishis B'machshava. And later, Am Yisrael came first. It's there for us. But we have to identify, we're the people that this structure for reality, we're also the Nase Adam. When we both legislate, Nase Adam, and there's certain Hagdara in mind, that's us. right? Beside Atem Kurim Adam, Ben Akum Kurim Adam, right? And that's what needs to be clarified on Rosh Hashanah. But this happens on the innermost chambers of reality. Right? And what that means, Mitzidenu also, right? It's Be'ikar Avodas Pnim, that we got to be serious when we say, Ein Lanu Melech Ela Ata. Not lip service, you know, to, as it were, I say, be Mephias, of course, because of Mephias. It's a declaration of allegiance. Ribosham, we're on the same side as you, same side as the law. You know, and we have a shurish there in that Olam B'machshava. You saw Olam B'machshava. When Ribosham envisioned Dumas Olam, Nase Adam, he didn't envision the Goyim. The Goyim came from Chet Adam Marishan, Davar Nifamot, from Rav Isaac Chover. You know, he says, you know, Kayadua, B'sefer Torah Shremer Matzu Kasuv, V'azah Togim Adam Kosnos Or with an Aleph. Sefer Torah Shremer. When did they learn from Sefer Torah Shremer? I don't know. Right. There's a lot of differences from that, you know, whatever it meant. Right. But they found Kosnos Or with an Aleph. So the Svarim say it's Meramis, the Madrig of Adam Rishon Kodemachet. Right. That, you know, even the body was so refined, so holy, it was Begeder Or. And Adam Rishon went from Or with an Aleph before the Chet, so then he went to Or with an Ayin, but flesh. Went from light to flesh. Says Rai Chazon, a Dover Nifamot, what's the difference in Gematria? Or with an Aleph, that means, you know, light, or one. Gematria one, Mikam Chayso Goy Chabar. So we're the one nation that was meant to be. When Adam Rishon went from Or with an Aleph to Or with an Ayin, Or with an Ayin, Shivim, from that's the source of Shivim Umos. The Shivim Umos all come from Or with an Ayin. That's their shorish. They only reach up to Chet Adam Rishon. They have no shorish above that. The fee is shorish. It's only supposed to be one nation. That's what we mean. It's only one nation according to plan. And we have to find our place there. That us and Amir Sadin, it's like a relationship of Yitzhak to Yaakov. Right? Right? And that's what it says in the Zohar, on the other side of the Zohar. Right, that Tkia Shvarim, right? Tkia or Tkia Trua, Tkia. Without getting into, you know, the Zohar says that they're all emes, you know, right? Kayadua. That Rabbi Avot, what Rabbi Avot is metakin to do all of them, right? Is emes, you know, there's emes in all of them. Right, but Kayadua, Tkia is Midas HaChesed also, right? Right, that, you know, it's one long unbroken sound. There's no chilukim. Chilukim are in din. Zakai, chayev. You deserve this, by the in one long, and right, it's, you know, one long, there's no chilukim. Chilukim are in din. Right? Right? So, the pshuto lefanel is besod Avraham Avinu, says the Zohar, right there. The shvarim, or the trua, shvarim trua, it's all besod Yitzchak. Midas HaDin. And the tkriya le'achareha is Yaakov Avinu. Because we're being mamed again, the correct Seder. There's the Rotzen Lehetiv, right? There's Olam Machshavah Baras HaMidin, and then there's Shita Mirachmim Bra, and that's really the Gimel of us was when the world restarted, because there's first 2,000 years was Alpayim Tohu, so you do the Cheshbin, Alpayim Tohu was up during the life of Avraham Avinu. The of us is starting the world over again, the Alpayim Torah. So it's Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, right? And not a coincidence, we had three of us. Besod, the Rotzon Lehetiv, the original Rotzon Lehetiv. Schorachamecha, Shechazav, Kimei Olam Hema, the Rachamim, that was Kodim Lebrias Olam, that initiated, that's Avram Avinu. Yitzhak Avinu is connected to the Olam Machshavah Brasim, and Yaakov is connected, Shittim Mirach, Rachamim Ubra'a. And that's the Kavonis of the Pshuto Fenea, Besod Avram Avinu, the Rotzon Lehetiv. The Shvarim, Shvarim Trua, in the middle is Yitzhak Avinu. Right, and then after that comes Yaakov Avinu, B'Sochi, Rizrachim Ubra. It's Mamish renewing creation on the thought level. On the thought level, you know, and that's why the world renews. The world renews on this day. You know, Bikr B'Machshava. But even B'Machshava, you need that the Midas HaDin is oriented towards the Shittim HaMidas HaRachim. It has to turn in that kivun, right, in that direction. Right. And that's our avoda, you know, and that's the site that the Indian that Rosh Hashanah's Yom HaDin is in the Torah Shebaal Peh and not in the Torah Shebaksav. We said Torah is a guf and as a neshama, and that's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. The machshava of Torah, the omek of Torah, the brain of Torah, is the Torah Shebaalpeh. Right? You know, the pashtus of the Torah, the guf of Torah, is the Torah Shebichsav, and that's the side that the goyim were able to take the Torah Shebichsav from us, but they couldn't get the Torah Shebaalpeh. Lo nechusa bris el dvarim Shebaalpeh, because Torah Shebaalpeh is beside the neshama of Torah. Right? Torah is saying very nice from the leshem, from the niflam mode. Istaku baraiso bara alma. That also means all the different hanhagas, not just, you know, the entities, but even the way the Rebosh is mashgiach, different styles of hashgacha, right? So now he says Torah Shebichsav created from Torah Shebichsav comes teva, the laws of nature, just like Torah Shebichsav is the Torah that you could see, right? So Torah Shebichsav is visible, you know, it's black and white, and that's the site that the goyim were able to access it, right? They also live in the Olam HaTeva. Torah Shebaalpeh, as we said, besod, you know, the neshama, but there's two chalokim to Torah Shebaalpeh, right? There are the drushes where there is a linkage, right? It's a combination of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh, like a gzera shava, this pasuk to that pasuk, right? A kav v'chomer from here to there, a binyanav. So it says the leshem from there comes the hanhag of nisim nistar. It's a nes, it's not derech hateva, but it's nistar. Like the story of Chanukah Purim, comes the levush of teva. Those are the drushes. And then kayadu halacha l'moshe misinai, says the Rambam, to qualify for halacha l'moshe, it has to have no remes, bikra whatsoever. So it means hotnish kan shaychus to teva bechlal. Those are nisim niglin. Right. Now, go upon him. The Indian of the din on Rosh Hashanah is mitzad di bote gavoy. It's mitzad di olah b'machshava, and that's why its place is in the Torah Shebaalpeh. The challenge on this day is not to say sorry. The challenge today is to declare allegiance. That, you know, and that's what guarantees our survival. Because b'shorish the mitzvah can't be against us ad asof. We brought the story, the Gemara Nedarim. The Tzadikim, Misrapim Ba. Rishoyim, Nidonim Ba. What happens to the Beinoni? Gemara doesn't discuss that, but we could speculate. What happens to the Beinoni? Someone's not a Russia. Nishkin Tzadik, not Russia. It'll initially hurt, but then eventually it'll be Misrapim. And that's the Midas HaDin, you know, it hurts, it cleans us up, but it will never destroy us. Never, never, ever. Because the Midas HaDin came to create. And the Tachlis of the Bria is for Klal Yisrael. But once you've declared allegiance, you know, and you're on the same side as God's law, so now you can ask for as much rachamim as you want. But if you haven't declared allegiance, you have no business asking for rachamim. Right? The Avon Rosh Hashanah is Avinu Malkeinu Ein Lanu Melech Elo Ata, even if it doesn't tickle, even if it's hard. But once we find our place in that Shurish, we're indestructible. Because we and the Midas HaDin are saying we have the ultimately, even if it's going to be a painful process, ultimately we have the Midas HaDin behind us, not against us. Because we really have declared our allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And then the Midas HaDin ultimately works for us. We have to find our Shorash in Yisrael, Olu b'machshava tchila. That's what we have to do. And so it's not a time to say sorry. Sorry, sorry, like I don't want to have, you want to run away from the... No, we have to find our lead. We have to find our place there. In the Ribon Shel Machshava. Nasa Adam was for us. But not just Nasa Adam, but Bereshis, Bishul Yisrael, Shnikul Reshis, even the Reshis, I'll show you before the details of the Midas HaDin. That's our Shorash. Right? And with that, creation renews. And now another Nekuda, Kaidua Malchus is from the Midah of Din. Well, the Malchus goes with Xeris and the whole, how do you define existence? What's the definition of existence? What is to exist? Malchus. So it's from Zeus. This is the Midah of Malchus. Beside Malchuscha, Malchus kol olamim. The Mokum where the Bria first, the Mokum HaMetzumtzum that we spoke about, that we alluded to, in Ramas to, that Nekudah is called Malchus. Malchuscha, Malchus kol olamim. We, on this day, we have to be Mekal Ribosh as a Melech, find our Shorash in his Machshavas, the plans that he had for the world, and then even if it's not easy, schwer zu sein, Yid, right? Even if so, ultimately we're indestructible. Because we have positioned ourselves with his malchus, with his midas adin. We are his reishis hamachshava. That's sort of b'ni b'chari Yisrael. We were the reishis hamachshava, even before all the pratim of the din. We had to find our place there. With a declaration, and we do the avoda of moving the din, being oriented towards midas harachum to recreate the world. And this all happens b'batei gavoy, right, in the olamas of machshava. Right. But fakir, on the outside, we have to declare our emuna that we could be matzliach at this, of moving it to midas harachamim. And midas harachamim is on the outside. That's why on the outside it's Yom Tov. We wear our best clothes and we're clean, those who shave, right? That's right, haircut, everything that the Torah says, because we have to profess our emuna that this works. So in the batei baroi of the universe, you know, of the visible world, it has to all be besimcha, all be besimcha, all be besimcha, right? Right. And with this, you understand. There's two types of crying. There's crying mitzad the guf, and that's you crying because your problems, and you think of your problems and this and that, you know, which is all batei baroi stuff. No. On Rosh Hashanah, no crying. And then you go back to the words of the Ari, Mishar Bar, Nafsho Lo Tova. Nafsho Lo Tova. So the Simcha is Beguf, you know, and Bachutz, Klapechutz, and that, you know, declares our emuna to take seriously that we can do it. We could find our Shorish Bedin and renew the din being pointed towards Rachamim. Right? And we have to display our emuna that we really believe in what we're doing by being besimcha klapei chutz and not crying a chitzon yistik a cry. But klapei pid, you know, when the shofar blows and Kirim's going to kif nin dummy, right? That's when we break down. That's when we cry. That's mitzad. If you don't cry then, nafsho lo tova, right? Nafsho lo tova. All right, Baruch should help. You should make a Kabbalah be'emes. Avinu Malkeinu Melech Halotah. And with that, you know, we'll move the dinim to rachamim. And everyone should be nechtav v'nechtam l'chaim tovim. Our remarks on the nitzavim and how it's hachana for Rosh Hashanah will be at the shul, you know, before Maariv.